Welcome back to the Firestarter Podcast. I'm Brian Dietrich of CalgaryFlames.com, and today we're jumping right into it. We've got the head coach of the Calgary Flames joining us, Jeff Ward. The hockey season is, I think, quite literally right around the corner again at this point, about a week out-ish, hopefully, if all goes well. From a coach's standpoint, just how are you doing, and where's the excitement level at as we get closer to dropping the puck?
Yeah, no, we're all great. The coaches have been working extremely hard through the pause, and we're ready to go and excited for the fact that it's just around the corner.
So looking ahead to this training camp, which is unique in so many different ways. I mean, normally at the start of a season, you'd have a couple of days of good practice. You get right into the preseason games. This is going to be a little bit different. So what are you hoping to accomplish, and what's going to be a little bit more of an extended schedule before you see some game action?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing for us is that we need to understand that we need to be rested and ready at the end of the training camp. And I think with the pause, you know, putting us on hold for a while, I think the tendency may be to try to get a lot of work in quickly, and that might be the most, you know, the most detrimental thing that could happen for the players, to be honest with you. So we've got to make sure that we're treating this with respect to what the sports science dictates, how we're going to set up our training sessions so that we can really focus on the details that we want to pay attention to. So that at the end of the training camp, we are ready to go. And we're in a position where when that first puck drops, we're confident that we're going to come out playing well. We can't really afford to have a two or three game slide to try to play our way into the season with the best of five series happening right away. We've got to make sure that when that opening puck hits the ice, we are ready to go and we're confident in our game.
So you touched on it there about rest, recovery, strength, and things like that. Fair to say that Ryan Van Asten, the strength and conditioning coach for the club, is going to play somewhat of a pivotal portion in terms of dictating what the schedule might look like?
Well, for sure. And I mean, he does all the time. We're always, you know, making sure that we touch base with him to see exactly what we need to do with our volume and our intensity to make sure that, you know, it's going to prepare the players the best to be ready at game time, you know, as opposed to being tired when game time hits. So our guys, our trainers have done an excellent job all year with that. And certainly he's going to be a big part, and they're going to be a big part of how we prepare through this training camp. But they do a great job for us, and we lean on them heavily in terms of helping us get our players prepared to go.
I suppose this might be a question that's better for some of the players, but when camp opens, you're going to have guys, some that have been skating quite literally for the entire time that they've been off, others not so much, and others very little. Is there much of a catch-up period? Do you think guys are going to excel versus some others, or do you expect sort of a level playing ground? I'm just not sure how that works from a psychology standpoint in terms of getting up to speed.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to assess that early, Ryan. You know, we feel like our guys have been doing a good job with their training through the pause of the pandemic. But ultimately we'll see. And I know the guys that have been here through phase two, they've looked really well in terms of the reports I'm getting, you know, from the people around the rink. So that's a good thing, but we'll see first day. But, as I said, with how we feel our players have been progressing, a lot of them have been on the ice. A lot of them, obviously have done their work in the weight room, and with their cardio. So we feel like this phase two for us has been almost like a conditioning phase to some extent. So the guys that have been doing their diligence through the phase two, I think we'll have a little bit of an upper hand on some of the other guys potentially, but we'll see that, and we'll adjust for that once training camp hits. I mean, for us, the intensity and the pace of play are going to be a real big focus during camp, because as I said, we've got to make sure that we are at a game pace when training camp ends, so that we're in a position where we can, you know, put our best game forward on the ice in game one.
So on the note of game pace, then, you've got, I'm not sure what you can and cannot share, but in terms of, you know, getting your practice in too, are you going to be incorporating things like scrimmaging more often than you might during a season or a normal training camp to try and mimic some of that game situation stuff?
Absolutely. We feel like the scrimmage and the game situational play is going to be a huge impact or a huge part of our training camp. I mean, the guys need to get their timing back. The guys need to get their hands and feet back. We feel like playing is going to be an important part of that. And when you talk about, you know, when you talk to coaches from other sports, and we've certainly done that during this time, And you take a look at long layoffs and what you need to pay attention to. Almost all of the feedback we got from people coming off long layoffs was that playing is important. So we're going to make sure that we're doing a lot of it in our camp.
Interesting that we got a chance to talk to Bradtree Living, as we usually do weekly in his calls with the media. But he mentioned some of the names for the guys that are going to be coming up that have played pivotal roles in Stockton this season. And he also mentioned that it was an opportunity for them not just to, you know, be there as a quote-unquote black ace, but also to be pushing. So we know what the roster looked like for that game that didn't happen on March 12th. Is that your roster, or do you have the open mind that these guys are going to come in and be pushing for playing time as well?
No, we're open-minded. I mean, obviously, with the situation that we're facing, our most ready and most prepared 20 players are going to be the guys that we have to go with, and we owe that to each other. I mean, we can't afford to have a player not be at his best and, try to get them or give them the grace of, 4 or 5 games to get their game back in order. I mean, we've got to make sure that the guys who are going to give us the best opportunity to win are going to be the guys in the lineup. So we're going to be doing an awful lot of looking at all our players during training camp so that when game one, starts, we feel like we've got the best lineup on the ice that's going to give us the best opportunity to win. So in that regard, it's going to be a little bit of a different sort of feel, to training camp, where guys are going to be able to have impact right away in terms of what they show the coaches and what they show their teammates. And potentially guys will be rewarded for that, if they're going to be playing better than some other people.
And some of these guys too, like you take an Adam Rzeczka, for example, a guy that you haven't seen since, I suppose, last September when he was here for camp. Is part of you just kind of excited to see the growth in his game? Because that is a reason that he's here. He's had such a good season and put on such a good show in Stockton.
Yeah, I mean, all the players that we're bringing in here, we feel like they've got an opportunity to play. That's why they're here. So for us, it's going to be nice to see sort of the strides that some of the players in Stockton have made over the past year. But really, our main focus is, is this player able to fit into our lineup to help us be successful, moving forward through the play-in and then into the playoffs? So we're really looking at it that way. And I think one of the other benefits we get is to see their growth in their game. But right now, every player that steps on the ice at our training camp has the potential to play in the playoff game.
So last one on that, and I think it's somewhat topical because you mentioned who's going to get a chance to potentially play in these games, but a guy like Connor Mackey. So at this point, we don't think, based on what we're hearing, that he would be eligible to play, but let's say he isn't for the sake of this discussion. How important can that be? A guy who signed his first NHL contract, he's coming in, he's already skating at the Saddle Dome and is learning from guys like Mark Giordano. What do you think that experience can do for a guy before his, NHL career truly starts?
Yeah, well, speaking with Tree, he's really the only guy not eligible to play. So for us, we're really bringing him in to take a look and get him acclimatized, see how he fits into the group. And for us, that's going to be an interesting aspect of it. Yeah, he's from talking to Ryan Huska. He's looked good on the ice yesterday, and so it's going to be interesting to watch his progression. But for us, it's an opportunity to get him around our people, get acclimatized to the way that the systems are in terms of how we play, and give ourselves an opportunity to take a look at him.
So we're looking at a couple of. The Hub City discussion, which is seemingly never ending. And I say that playfully because it is kind of, we're talking hockey, so you can't be too upset about it. Looks like we're close. If it is ending up being Edmonton, I mean, that's, from an outsider's perspective, potentially about as close to home ice as you could get for a member of the Calgary Flames. Is there any sort of advantage or at least a familiarity for the guys, knowing that that is, it's in your province, you've been there enough, there is some comfort in that city. Does that play a factor at all?
It might. I don't think, much of one. I think the biggest thing for us is going to be just getting ourselves acclimatized to what the Hub bubble looks like. And that's going to be the most important thing that we do. What do we have to do once we get to Edmonton to understand exactly you know, what our daily routine is going to look like, what, you know, our daily environment, our daily surroundings is going to be, and what we need to do in order to, you know, to make that the most beneficial we can for our players. So we're really looking forward to that aspect of it. Knowing the people in Edmonton, they're going to run a really, really good operation there, I'm sure. But for us, you know, our most important thing is thinking about the things that we can control. And so we just feel like, you know, once we get to the hub and once we see what that bubble is going to look like for us, then taking advantage of that to make sure that it's going to be a benefit for us and not a distraction or a detriment.
Throughout this whole process, have you been, you know, following closely with the news? I mean, there's tons of little drops here and there, but very little in the way of confirmation. Have you found yourself, you know, pining for updates, or are you just kind of waiting to see what happens when it's officially confirmed?
No, I mean, I'm just waiting to see. Things have been changing so much so quickly over the course of this whole thing that, you know, you just get yourself to the point where you do everything that you can to control, you know, what you need to control to be ready. And we've certainly done that on our end. And, you know, once they make official announcements on all these things, we'll move forward wherever that happens to be. But, you know, right now we haven't put too much stock into it. You know, Tree and the management team have been, you know, in a lot of discussions. Obviously, he knows the details way more than what we do. You know, by design with the coaching staff, we've just tried to really focus in terms of what we need to do to be ready for all the different options and really leaving it at that. You know, outside of that, it would be ludicrous for us to think about, you know, where these things may happen, when it may happen, what it may look like. We'll know soon enough once official announcements are made, and we feel like with the preparation that we've done, we're going to be able to seamlessly transition to whatever that is.
And for you, we last caught up with you and we were kind of at the, I suppose, the beginning-ish of this whole break here. Obviously a very different looking spring summer for everybody, but did you get a chance to mimic what would almost be somewhat of a normal summer? Did you get a chance to take a break and recharge a little bit, knowing that this will be a little bit of a grind ahead?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly did that. Biggest thing for us, Ryan, though, was that we really wanted to make sure that we did our diligence in every sort of area that we needed to in order to be prepared for what, you know, might present itself to us at the end coming out of this pause. So as a staff, we were extremely busy, not only, you know, watching our own team and seeing, you know, where we potentially need to get better, but also watching, you know, all the teams that we may potentially play, you know, through the rest of the season. And into the playoffs, watching, you know, the old footage of the games that have been on. There's always, you know, a few things that you can pick up from watching that, watching European games, you know, watching particular players. We've done an awful lot of work in an awful lot of areas, doing things, you know, with summer projects, what we would normally consider to be summer projects, getting those ready to go, you know, preparing meetings for our players when they get back and what those meetings are going to look like in the areas that we want to touch base with them on and get some feedback on from them. So we've done an awful lot in terms of getting ready. But during that, we've also told the guys to, you know, take some time and, you know, relax a little bit, because once this thing gets going and we hit the ground, we're going to be running. It's a sprint now. You know, the marathon is over, so we've got to make sure that we're ready in all those ways. And one of the most important things for us as a staff is to make sure that, you know, we're refreshed, we're ready to go, so that we can, you know, give all the energy that we need to give in all the different areas we have to give it once the game's on again.
Last one for you. You touched on this a couple of times about being able to conference, you know, with other teams or other sports leagues, just about how to navigate through this and ultimately navigate a restart as well. Anything that stuck out or was particularly enlightening for you in terms of, oh, maybe we didn't think of this or something like that, just in your conversations that you've had?
No, you know, it really, nothing that was really earth-shattering or really, really stuck out a lot. I think a lot of it was just a reaffirmation of a lot of things that, you know, we had talked about. It's amazing how a lot of the coaches are aligned in a lot of the philosophy in terms of, you know, what they're talking about, the, you know, the buzzwords they're using and, you know, how they're employing things to work with their team. So it's, I think for us, a lot of it was, was a lot of things that way, more than something that was earth shattering for us that maybe, you know, we hadn't thought about at all. But it's always, you know, it's always refreshing to see what other people are doing. You can, you know, glean a couple of things here or there. You know, we all watched the, they had the NHL Global Coaches Conference on, you know, through this pause, and we all watched that. And there were some excellent presentations from some coaches in our own league that I think we got some things from as well. And the other thing for us, you know, not only talking to other coaches, but we got an awful lot of good information from our own players. We made sure to, you know, touch base with them every week or 10 days. We had a weekly call, and we talked about a lot of different things, and they, you know, they got an opportunity to visit. But in those conversations with our players, we were able to get some real, real important information too. So all those things helped us, and now we're just looking forward to getting back on the ice and getting this season finished.
I look forward to it as well. Great stuff. Thanks, Jeff. Okay. Always appreciate your time. Great insight. And yeah, hopefully I'll see you again in person in the next few weeks.
Yeah, sounds good. You take care of yourself in the meantime. I look forward to seeing you at the rink.